You know, one of the easiest ways to support conservation is to buy a federal duck stamp. And we're going to talk about the stamp and take a look at how the art gets selected. The judging is taking place in Stevens Point this year. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. Tim Isley is with us all the way from Juneau, Alaska today. He's a full-time freelance outdoor writer and photographer. And he's going to talk about all things relating to the federal duck stamp and to the exhibits and the contest going on in Stevens Point. Do you buy a duck stamp every year? What kinds of wildlife art do you enjoy? We'd love to hear you, what you have to say, and join in the conversation. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Or you can post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Maybe you're an artist who specializes in wildlife. You could share your work with us right on the public radio phone line. Let's go to Tim Isley. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great to be with you today from beautiful Juneau, Alaska.
Oh man, we got a bad line for you here. We'll try to get through this. How are things going in Alaska?
Wonderful. My son, Sean, lives up here and is the executive director of Discovery Southeast, which is a nonprofit environmental education facility. So we're up visiting him and visiting up at the Mendenhall Glacier and little salmon fishing yesterday, and going to go out to Admiralty Island this afternoon and try and look for some bears. So we're having a great time.
Oh, it sounds like it. Well, the federal duck stamp, and you're really kind of an expert on this. I think it's interesting to know how it got started.
Well, it certainly is, because it started back in 1934 by Ding Darling. And Ding was a cartoonist with the Des Moines Register in Iowa, and he had been asked to come out to Washington, D.C. and head up the Bureau of the Biological Survey, which is the forerunner of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But he was wonderful. His political cartoons were all about what was needed in natural resources. And they realized that they needed something to set aside and save some of the wetlands that were being drained and nesting areas for birds. And so they came up. In fact, he was on a committee with Aldo Leopold and another gentleman. And one of the ideas that they forwarded was some sort of a stamp. And what happened was it came to be that the Congress passed the law for the federal duck stamp law. And so the federal duck stamp, it's something, I think of it as it's the smallest stamp that does the biggest things for wildlife. It's responsible for buying and leasing wetlands and wildlife habitat, and it's almost up to 6 million acres that it's set aside with some of our national wildlife refuges, waterfowl production areas, in other things. And formerly it's known as the Migratory Bird Hunting and Conservation Stamp, but most people refer to it as the duck stamp. And it's required of anybody who's 16 years or older who hunts migratory waterfowl in the United States. But the big thing, and I think that a lot of people don't realize, is that anyone can buy the federal duck stamp. And basically, since grasslands and wetlands are used by many other wildlife species, whooping cranes, egrets, you know, great blue herons, frogs, turtles, I think everybody should go out and buy a duck stamp. And they're available at the post office. It's only $25, but it's really an excellent investment, and it's going to go right into habitat. 98 cents out of every dollar basically goes into this fund that then they purchase land for the federal wildlife refuges, waterfowl production areas. And it's just, it's something there that is keeping this habitat for wildlife. And it's got a wonderful history, and it's been a big success story.
Yeah. Did you say how much revenue has been generated over the years from that?
I think it's, I know it's several million dollars that have been generated. I think it's actually saying over $800 million to protect and conserve almost up to 6 million acres of wetlands and grasslands.
Yeah, and Wisconsin has benefited from this federal duck stamp revenue, if I'm not mistaken.
You're exactly right, that some of that money has been used up at the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge, the Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge over on the Mississippi River, the Cedar National Wildlife Refuge, And then we've got waterfowl production areas in south central Wisconsin and up in northwestern Wisconsin. They're in what's called the Leopold Wetland Management District and the St. Croix Wetland Management District. And so there's thousands of acres that the federal duck stamp has been responsible for purchasing, or in some cases leasing. And so all that is good wildlife habitat, which benefits wildlife.
And I think the contest itself is really cool and has an interesting history. The contest to decide what duck or goose goes on that federal stamp.
You're exactly right. It used to be, when the federal duck stamp was started in 1934, Dean Darling drew that first federal duck stamp of two mallards coming in landing, and he sketched that out on the back of a shirt cardboard in his office out in Washington, D.C., and that became the image for the very first federal duck stamp. So then every year thereafter, the Bureau of Biological Survey or Fish and Wildlife Service would select an artist, and that artist would draw the painting or the sketch that then became the federal duck stamp. So that's the way they did it up until about 1949. And then there got to be so much interest in the stamp, and a lot of artists, of course, realized, hey, I mean, by being the selected artist, anything they did afterwards went up in value. So they started after that, 1950, they started a contest. So they allow artists to submit originals. There are 7-inch by 10-inch originals that they sent in to the duck stamp office in the Fish and Wildlife Service. And then they have judges. They select judges. Originally it was 3 judges. Now they select 5 judges. And so they will go ahead and they judge all of these entries. And so, and I was very fortunate back in 1994, being an avid waterfowl hunter, being interested in wildlife, having done some studies of Wisconsin waterfowl hunters back when I was in graduate school at UW-Madison with Larry Mueller, then I was able to go out to Washington, D.C. and judge the federal duck stamp. And that year, we had 585 entries, 585 originals that artists had painted and submitted for the duck stamp contest. So it took us 3 days to do that. Well, now, this year, after that, in about 2004, they realized that there were a lot of people who didn't know about the federal duck stamp and were interested in the art. And so they started moving it around the country to different places. So this year, for the first time ever, it's coming to Wisconsin. It's going to be up at Stevens Point, at UW-Stevens Point, on September the 15th and September the 16th. So this is an excellent opportunity for people to see some of the best wildlife art that's available and even meet some of the artists that are coming in for that. And when it's judged, when I judged it, and the way it's done now is that the judges, the 5 judges, and they have a background either in waterfowl hunting, in art world, in stamp collecting, in natural resources, and they are separated by panels, so they don't know how the other judges are judging. And there's no name that's on the original that's shown to them, so they don't know who painted that. And so then they're shown each one, and then they vote, and they go through a series of voting, and they voted first in or out, and then later on they give it a number from 1 to 5. And so this will be going on over 2 days, Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th of September, right there in Wisconsin. And so it's a really good opportunity to watch that and to see. And basically, you know, the question, well, how do you judge a duck stamp? You know, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks. But really, you know, the judges, what they do is they judge, number one, on anatomical accuracy. Number two, the coloring of the feathers and everything else. Number three, the habitat. Is it appropriate for mallards or canvasbacks, where they are, for it to be in that habitat? And then number four, how it can be reduced in size. The federal duck stamp itself is really only about a little over 1 inch by 2 inches wide by 1 inch high. So this 7 by 10 inch original has got to be reduced to that stamp size. So how it can be reduced to that size. And we do have a biologist there and somebody from the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, if the judges have questions that they can ask about the originals. But when I did it, it was just one of the most ethical things. It was really great. People made their own judgments, and it was just a really neat experience. So it's something that this is a really unique opportunity for people in Wisconsin to see some of the best art and to see how it's selected and meet some artists and also learn a little bit about the history of the Federal Duck Stamp.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Lillian in Green Bay has a question for us. Lillian, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. My husband was a stamp collector, and we have some stamps that we purchased back in 1985. And they're America's 1985 conservation stamps from the National Wildlife Federation. And I'm wondering if these have some value and perhaps where I could sell them. It's a complete sheet.
Hmm.
They're different than the Federal Duck Stamp, of course, and there may be some value in that, and you might even check with either the National Wildlife Federation or George Meyer in Madison, who's the executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, and see if there would be some place that somebody who collects National Wildlife Federation stamps, that there might be some value to it. There certainly is value to the Federal Duck Stamp. And somebody who's got a collection of all of those from 1934 up to the current time has something that is worth probably several hundred dollars. And back originally, you didn't have to sign the stamp. But then later on, they realized, well, for a hunter to use it, they could pass it on to another hunter to use it without having to pay for another stamp. So they required then that the hunter signs his or her name on the face of the stamp, and that sort of cancels it. So a lot on stamps depends on the condition of the stamp, whether it's a perfect stamp or whether it's been signed or whether it's crinkled. And there will be people up at Stevens Point also from several different stamp organizations. There would be some place that Lillian could show this to see if they have any interest.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Lillian, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Thanks again. You can join in too, 800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. And I had another question for you. I wanted to go to another caller, though. Kathleen in Poinette, do you have a question?
Hi,
Kathleen.
I'm here. Yeah. I was telling your producer, I have my father's duck stamps from day one. They're all in a portfolio, and I'm kind of wondering its value, and he seemed to sign them.
Yeah, he would have signed probably a lot of them. You know what, we'll take a quick look at the news and weather, and then Tim Isley's probably got a response for you. Stay with us, we'll be right back. The Federal Wildlife Duck Stamp Contest will take place September 15th through the 16th in Stevens Point. We're talking with our guest about the stamp and what it has done for wildlife over the years. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. My guest from Juneau, Alaska, is Tim Isley, full-time freelance outdoor writer and photographer. What would you like to know about the duck stamp contest? Is wildlife the subject of art that you keep? Maybe you're an artist and a wildlife artist. Why does it interest you? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can send us an email at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Just go to The Larry Mueller Show for that. And Tim, we had a caller whose father had every stamp up to, I guess, up until the time he passed. And as she pointed out, many of them were signed. She was just wondering about any kind of value that those stamps might have.
There is a value to the stamps, very definitely, Larry, and there are many people who collect the stamps, and I have a list that I brought with me that shows some of the Federal Duck Stamp values. This is several years old, however, but for instance, the very first one, 1934, with mallards, they listed at that time that a mint stamp in extra fine condition was worth like over $1,000, about $1,200. Now, a lot of the stamps, it depends on the condition, whether they're, you know, crinkled, whether there's a signature on it. So a lot has to do with the value. But for somebody who collects the stamps, they're very collectible. But what I would suggest is that up at the Duck Stamp contest in Stevens Point, there are going to be some people there who would know some of the current values. In other words, the Wisconsin Federation of Stamp Clubs is going to be have a representative, I think the Central Wisconsin Stamp Club, and the National Duck Stamp Collectors Society will be there. So there are going to be some organizations and some people there who would know some of those, some of the new values. The other thing that the person could do is to go into a stamp store in your local town and find out the values that they would put on them. But they're very collectible, and they're certainly worth keeping.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is how did Stevens Point get picked, by the way? I imagine there were a lot of places in the running for it.
Well, you're exactly right, and I give a lot of the credit to Dr. Christine Thomas, who is the dean of the College of Natural Resources up there. Christine also had been a judge in the Federal Duck Stamp Contest several years ago, and she advocated for the duck stamp to come to Stevens Point. And, of course, the UW-Stevens Point, I think they're the largest producer of undergraduate students in natural resources of almost any college in the United States. They have got wonderful programs going on up there. And recently they had hired a new professor, Dr. Jake Straub, who came, who specializes just in migratory waterfowl. They're doing an awful lot of things in waterfowl up there, in natural resources, and it was just a natural. And, of course, Wisconsin itself is a big outdoor state. We've been very active for some time. You know, it was one of the top chapters and Ducks Unlimited chapters around the state. We have Wisconsin Wetlands Association, I think, which is one of the few wetlands associations in the United States, which started right there in Madison. So with a very big background in outdoors, in wetlands, in waterfowl, it's just natural that it came to Stevens Point, and I'm very happy that it did. But I give Dr. Thomas an awful lot of credit for doing it.
This is a big deal for wildlife artists. How do they submit a piece for consideration? And again, they're probably expecting a pretty large number of pieces considered again this year.
Yes, for any artist, you know, the other thing is that for an artist, if they want to submit in the contest, the best advice I have is to go to the contest and see it, see the entries, and talk to the people there. That's the best way to learn. Right now, here it's going to be in Stevens Point. But basically, all the rules are on their website. But people had to paint their paintings and submit them by August the 15th. And I touched base with the Fish and Wildlife Service just this week, and I think they have upwards of about 220 entries this year which have qualified to be in the contest. So they paint, they're 7 inches by 10 inches. They have to be original arts of work. They can't be from a photograph or something like that, or something that has won a contest before, just sort of duplicated. It has to be an original artwork that they submit, and then they will be coming here to Stevens Point. Now, there's only 5 species that are eligible each year, so the Duck Stamp Office selects those species each year. So that way you get all of the species of waterfowl on the federal duck stamp. And this year, the species that are eligible are the mallard, the gadwall, the cinnamon teal, the bullring teal, and the harlequin duck. In fact, the only harlequin duck I've ever seen has been right up here in Alaska, but we do have them on Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, some of the larger waters, and it's a gorgeous little bird. But those are the 5 species. So all of the artwork will have those 5 species, and so the judges are going to have to go through those and then decide. And they'll go through and they'll look at them, and then they'll have to select a winner.
And there have been some artists who have been repeat winners, if I'm not mistaken.
You're exactly right. And there's a line in the movie Fargo, which is a neat movie, and where the sheriff is going out for the day and asks her husband if he's going to be doing anything different. And he says, yes, I'm going to work on my federal duck stamp entry, but I don't know if it does any good because the Hotmans always win. And there's a family in Minnesota, the Hotman brothers, Jim Joe and Bob Hoffman, and it is fantastic. Between those three brothers, they have won about 12 federal duck stamps. In fact, Jim Hoffman, who has this year's stamp, I have mine, I just bought it at the post office the other day, and it's got three Canada geese on there, and Jim Hoffman painted that one, and he has painted, I think, 5 federal duck stamp winners. But between the brothers, it's so interesting that they have made a science of this, and their paintings are just excellent. And so they compete every year. And in fact, last year's federal duck stamp of the swans, trumpeter swans, that one was painted by Joe Hoffman. So that family has really made almost a career out of that. But they do some excellent work. And I did talk to Jim. He's going to be there, of course, in Stevens Point, and I'm sure that both of his brothers will be. And then the other artists who have submitted will be there. And so, again, for a Wisconsin artist who would like to participate in this some year or draw stamps or submit it even to the Wisconsin, the state duck stamp or pheasant stamp or turkey stamp, this is a great place to learn and make contacts.
Yeah, and I imagine those guys are happy enough to talk to people about, their own work and maybe offer some suggestions.
Yes, they're very good about doing that. And it's interesting to talk to them and get their ideas on, what is it they do. And I remember talking to Jim Hoffman back in 1994 when he was selected that year, and how he said it was so important to get out into the field and study the birds and see them. And that was one of the big keys that he had to his success.
Yeah, and financially, those guys probably can command some pretty large dollars for paintings based on their reputations.
Right, based on their reputation. Once you've won the Federal Duck Stamp Contest, your artwork is all going to go up in value. So it's interesting because the artist that wins doesn't really receive anything as far as money and money prize. It is the only federal art contest jury sponsored by the federal government. So they don't win any money. But what they do is they will get a sheet of stamps that they will be able to save, and then they are able to make limited edition numbered prints, and that's what they sell. And so they will have prints made from that original. And then they sell these limited edition prints, and that's where they make some money. Then also, of course, all the other paintings that they do will go up in value in the future, having received that judgment of being the winning artist in the Federal Duck Stamp. And then the Federal Duck Stamp office, they can use that image, and they can put it on, like, coffee cups or on ties or mementos that people can buy, and so some of that money then goes back to the duck stamp office to run the program and goes into the wetlands.
Yeah, Terry emailed to say that she would like to see some less traditional painting styles used for the stamp. They seem for her money, they seem a little boring. So she'd like something a little more, just beyond traditional.
Well, there are some artists who do submit very non-traditional paintings, and there's a book out about the Federal Duck Stamp Contest, and there's one artist who I know the people in the duck stamp office look for every year that submits a very non-traditional entry into the contest. So, but it's something that basically it's supposed to be a real depiction of waterfowl. And but it's up to the judges. This year, I don't know.
It's hard for me to imagine a non-traditional. I mean, I'm so used to looking at that federal duck stamp every year. I don't know what non-traditional would look like.
Yeah. Well, there's some offbeat things, but there also one of the things, there's a whole schedule of events now that's going to be taking place up there in Stevens Point. But one of the things that they do have a movie called $1 Million Duck. And that it was a movie or a video that was produced talking about the strange and what they call the wonderful world of the Federal Duck Stamp Contest. And they're going to show that on September the 14th. I think it's about 5:30 in the evening up there at the Dreyfus University Theater on the UW-Stevens Point campus. And somebody might get a kick out of seeing that. And we'll be talking to artists, and it's got a neat history there, and I think it might talk about some of those non-traditional entries.
Yeah, well, that should be pretty interesting. And speaking of, so we've got that movie now. You know, tell us what else kind of goes on, and you know, if I want to go to Stevens Point to see this, what am I going to be experiencing?
Well, it'll just be a wonderful immersion into the world of wildlife art. They have several different things, and they have a whole week of activities up there. They're starting even before that on September the 12th. They have what's called a Learn to Hunt for Food opportunity. So for those who are interested, maybe in getting into the world of outdoors and hunting, and there's a lot of young people today who might not have been interested in hunting, but they are interested from getting wild meat, that this is very good meat. And so they have a program through the Department of Natural Resources, and they have a program starting September 12th that will be available. Then people can sign up for that, and it will be several days, but they could sign up if they were interested in learning more about that. And then on September 14th, they have the Million Dollar Duck film, which is going to be shown up there. And then on the 15th and the 16th, of course, is the Federal Duck Stamp Contest. And what will happen, this is going to be up at the Noel Fine Arts Center on the UW-Stevens Point campus. And so the doors up there open about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the judging actually starts at 10 o'clock. So they will be seating in the auditorium up there, and then they expect an overflow crowd, and they're planning on having a video link so that they'll show it on some monitors in some of the other rooms if it does fill up. But they'll be judging basically from 10 o'clock on till sometime mid-afternoon on that Friday the 15th, and then it'll start again the same thing. On Saturday the 16th, doors open at 9 o'clock, and then they'll start with the judging at 10, and they expect to be done around noonish on Saturday. Well, some will depend if they have a tie. If they have a tie, then the judges have to go back in and they have to revote on those winners to break the tie. So that will be going on that day. But then also, for the first time ever, the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation is doing a duck decoy carving contest. And that's going to be also on the 15th and the 16th. And that's going to be in a different area. That's going to be at the Dreyfus University Center on the UW-Stevens Point campus. And so any wildlife art carvers could submit duck decoys, and they can actually be brought in that day of the 15th, and then on the 16th will be the actual judging. They hope to make this an annual event every year, so there'll be this is the first annual decoy carving contest. So that's going to be going on the 16th. So there's going to be some really neat things. And Stevens Point has got some other things as far as art in the park and some other events going on up there. Now, one of the things I mentioned is that, you know, if somebody wants to know, well, how can I see these entries? Well, number one, obviously go up to Stevens Point and go see it yourself, and that'd be the best way. But if you can't do that, you can access through online, through the Federal Duck Stamp Office. They will show a streaming of the judging as it goes on. They will have a link on their website so that you can watch that. Also, beforehand, once they're all done setting up all these originals, you could go to the Federal Duck Stamp website, and you can go onto there, and you can look at all of the entries. And so you could take a look yourself, and you could have a little contest yourself, which we've done within our family. Everybody judge, you know, who's going to be the winner here? You know, which ones do you pick? But then afterwards, all of the entries are going to go down to the Flyways Waterfall Museum, which is just outside of Devil's Lake State Park down in Baraboo. So people can go there and see some of these originals that are going to be there I think it's a week to 2 weeks on display down there. So this is a great opportunity to see all this great art.
So do the artists, you know, let's say I submit and I don't win, do I get my artwork back then, or what happens?
Yes, that's a great question. It does go back to the artist. The top artwork does travel. There are different places. In fact, most people, when they've heard the name Ding Darling, they know of the Ding Darling Federal Wildlife Refuge down in by Sanibel Island in Florida. And so it will travel around to different areas. I know it's going down to the Darling Refuge, and then it also goes out to a location out in Maryland on Chesapeake Bay. So they have different places where all of that artwork goes around, and then eventually it will come back to the artist. And in fact, back in 1994, when I judged it and Jim Hoffman won with the Flying Mallards, there was an original that came in number two that was by one of his brothers of a Canada goose. And the interesting thing is that 2 years later, because again, those species that don't win are still eligible. So 2 years later, the Canada goose was eligible to be drawn. And his brother had drawn the Canada goose and changed the background, put in a marsh background.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. And five different judges judged that number one that year. So came in number two 1 year, 2 years later came in number one.
Oh, my goodness me. That's absolutely amazing. Now, you've been talking about Stevens Point, and you mentioned some campus addresses. Somebody emailed in, wondered whether, you know, specifically were, you know, the actual location of this.
Well, it's on the UW-Stevens Point campus. So if you come off the interstate and on 151 there, coming right through town, the UW campus. The buildings are right there in the middle of campus. The best thing, I think, to be honest with you, would just be to go to the computer and do a search for the UW-Stevens Point campus and look for those buildings, because it's going to be the Morrell Fine Arts Center at UW-Stevens Point. And I'm sure they're going to have some signs pointing to that, but anybody, I'm sure, on the campus will be able to show people where it is.
Yeah. There's a junior duck stamp program. This is different from the regular competition.
You're right. The junior duck stamp basically was set up to try and get young people involved in wildlife and involved in waterfowl. So they enter their entries, same thing, and then they're judged a little later on. In fact, in Wisconsin, every state has an entry in the junior duck stamp. So in Wisconsin, normally in the past, I judged that 1 year, and it was up at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. So a lot of youngsters will send in their entries, and they're judged at one location, and then the winner for Wisconsin goes out to the national, and that will be judged, and then that also is on display. And basically that's just to raise awareness within the schools. And one of the things that some of the teachers up in northwestern Wisconsin have really had that as part of their classroom activity. And so the one winner that did come from Wisconsin, I think, was up in the Grantsburg area. And it's great that the teachers have the students painting these paintings of waterfowl, and some of them are very good. And so they're trying to get kids into the outdoors and into waterfowl.
Yeah, so there's some, I think, some big benefits from that for sure. These youngsters are going to benefit a lot from just learning the art, learning how to paint something like this. And then, you're right, if they're out looking at the wildlife and trying to draw from what they see, that gets them out into the outdoors.
It gets them outdoors, it gets them involved. Why is this bird here? And why do they like this type of habitat? And what do they do? I mean, the more you get interested in it, that's why, I started because I'm a hunter. But because I'm a hunter, it got me into everything else, whooping cranes and prairie chickens and the non-game birds. And so then you wonder about it and you learn. And of course, these young artists, you never know. Somebody might pick up a career. We have had four Wisconsin artists who actually did win the Federal Duck Stamp. Walter Bear back in 1943, and of course Owen Grumme in 1945. And Owen he worked down at the Milwaukee Public Museum and did mounts down there, and was very well known. And so Grumme and Bear, they did it before it was judged by a panel. They were selected, but then later on in 1977, Martin Merck won, and then Arthur Anderson in 1987. So we've had four winners from Wisconsin. So you know, one of these kids who starts out with a junior duck stamp, you never know where they could go from there.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun to see. And Tim, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today to talk about the Federal Duck Stamp Program. I really appreciate it, and good luck with your fishing in Alaska.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Tim Isley, with us today, Tim, a full-time freelance outdoor writer and photographer. He comes on the show about every 3 months or so with some other outdoor writers, and we talk about what's going on in the outdoors. Great to have him back today to talk about the federal duck stamp contest at Stevens Point. Again, the dates for that are September 15th through the 16th. It's going to be a lot of fun to see. Tomorrow at this time, Susan Carpenter from the UW Arboretum will be talking about native gardening. That's at 11 on Friday and 7 o'clock Saturday morning, and anytime online. Stay with us. Lots in store.